Listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. A ray of hope emerged last night as the youngest survivor of the Bondi Junction attack was released from hospital. Last night's candlelight vigil brought hundreds together, including the Prime Minister and New South Wales Premier. Anthony Albanese highlighted the importance of community and those who stood up in times of tragedy.
We think of Inspector Amy Scott, who ran towards danger. The security guards who made that same courageous choice. The first responders who acted with such speed and skill. And the everyday people who could never have imagined they would face such a moment.
Ambulance paramedics are now required to transfer patients to the emergency department in under an hour. The ambulance ramping ban has begun, and the Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore says it's time.
For too long, it has gone on that ambulances have been ramped, and that's put the community at risk. So we are ripping off the band-aid.
The nurses' union not in support, though, saying people will still have to wait just in the ED instead. Labor is concerned at how late this year's budget will be. It'll be handed down on September 12, and while the Premier says it's not unusual this late in an election year, Labor say it is uncommon for it to be that late when government hasn't changed hands. And Taylor Swift has broken the record books with her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department. Released on Friday, it has become Spotify's most streamed album in a single day, with more than 300 million streams. The sport now, and North Melbourne is the only winless team in the AFL after the opening six rounds, thanks to a 45-point loss to Hawthorn yesterday. However, Kangaroos coach Alistair Clarkson says they make no apologies for their aggressive rebuild.
We needed to change the culture and environment of our footy club and invest in youth. It's the only way that we can go, and that's what we've done. We don't back away from that. We know where we're at.
Sydney saw off the Suns by 53 points in yesterday's early game at the SCG.